from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm curious how this makes folks around here feel. This is being reported by multiple sources. Ari Alexander first reported it, but the Astros are close to a major league deal with reliever Hector Neris. Remember old Hector Neris? Sources confirmed, as I said, Ari Alexander first reported.
That fella who charged a batter one time.
What? Who was that?
Was that him?
Was that Julio Rodriguez he charged?
That was him, right?
Yes. Yeah, that was him. It got away from him there.
It took off towards the plate after the third out.
Like, and afterwards, didn't he say, like, oh, no, we're friends?
It was a big deal.
And Julio didn't think it was real funny.
No, not at all. Never came off of it.
Sorry, yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I just remembered that.
That is the memory of it. Yeah, he gets good. Hector gets himself good and emotional. By the way, he was with the Cubs. They DFA'd him, and a lot of people knew there was going to be movement there, and many people were asking about that. But Hector Neris, he's potentially in it. It's really now pending on the physical right now with Hector Neris coming over and potentially going to be added to that bullpen, which, you know, listen, he was the Cubs closer, so I know at one point this year he was doing pretty well. You just know it's kind of different when they get here, potentially different when they get here, and he's got a role and he's worked with the pitching coaches there and they know him and potentially know and have seen him at his best. And you mean to tell me, man, with those three in the back end, the next one would be Hector Neris? I would, especially if they can get Hector Neris to be in the – I mean, Hector Neris was, to me last year, arguably your second best reliever. I thought Abreu was your best reliever last year. I thought Hector Neris was the guy you would go to get out of trouble.
Yeah.
That time when he charged Julio Rodriguez is because they went to him because they had gotten into some trouble.
In a high leverage situation. Yeah. I love the move. I mean, I love the move. The end of R. Alexander's comment here about Houston would only be on the hook for a prorated league minimum salary. So you're getting him for next to nothing. And right now, we talked about this, and just kind of in passing mentioned, you know, Taylor Scott has been unbelievable this year, relatively speaking, but he's, you know, he's been getting touched up a little bit lately.
He's never pitched in the postseason.
You know, the King, you know, King has been good, I suppose, but he's not Neris. I don't know, and I'm not looking at the roster right now. But I don't know a guy out there other than those top three with Presley and Hader and Abreu that I would rather have in a high leverage situation to come out. So if you can get him for dirt cheap, and he wants to be a part of this thing, hell yeah, I love it.
Yeah, no, and obviously he's familiar with the clubhouse. There's nothing there that would be different. I mean, his ERA is 3.89, which is not great for a closer. 17 saves this year with the Cubs. He has got probably struggled more of late. But, hey, I you mean to tell me, like, at the end of games, you got a chance to go, if you need to, Hector Neris, Brian Abreu, because they're hell-bent on it, Presley into Hader. That's a pretty good crew going to the playoffs, not to mention, you know, guys that may be in that rotation that could come down, like a Blanco or a Kikuchi. We'll see. So that is – I like the move. That move makes a lot of sense. You know who you're bringing in. You know what you're doing. And your guys have worked with him. And maybe instantly, whatever has been a struggle, like they have done with Kikuchi with the changeup.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.